Asparagus is often called the food of kings because the French monarch Louis XIV loved it, and sometimes it seems fit only for kings because it can be very expensive. Now it's so cheap that some California farmers who grow half of America's crop are plowing it under. NPR's John McChesney visited an asparagus producer in the town of Huron to learn what's going on.
On the edge of town, a big tin shed houses the asparagus packing operation of Kuchar Farms. Steve Kuchar farms 255 acres of asparagus, but he's just cut down 80 acres of it because prices are so low. Kuchar takes us into the shed to show why his costs are higher than what he can recover at today's prices. Wages, he says, account for 70% of the price of asparagus.
We're using about 70 men in the fields and about 120 men and women here in the packing shed. Each one of these spears has to be handled 6 times minimum, individually by a person.
In the field, asparagus spears in the rows mature at different times, so they have to be cut by hand. There's no way to just mow them down all at once. And here in the packing shed, 120 women, all earning the minimum wage of $6.75 an hour, are lined up along 2 conveyor belts. As the green spikes come down the line, they're washed, then trimmed to 9 inches in length.
Women select them by size and appearance and pass them across the tables to the packers.
There are fat jumbo stalks, middle sizes, and the really slender spears. Nimble hands quickly pick out the different sizes and reject the too crooked or broken ones. Steve Kuchar says so far, no one has come up with a way to mechanically sort asparagus.
And so we're doing it by eye. And the women at the front end, they take off the largest. I said, we're packing those jumbos in 1 kilo bunches for Switzerland. Then we go into the 28 1-pound bunches for the domestic consumption, and then the loose pack for Japan.
So that's why asparagus can be an expensive vegetable. But why are prices so low right now? Supply and demand, of course, but in this case, the supply is now global, and growers in developing countries like Peru and Mexico can produce cheaper asparagus than Steve Kuchar because they pay their workers even less than he does. Cher Wadi with the California Asparagus Commission says the trouble started right after Easter.
At that point in time, we understand that a large quantity of Mexican inventory was put onto the market at discounted prices. And as a result of that quantity of product arriving at the market, the price just plummeted.
So that's why Steve Kuchar cut off 80 acres of asparagus spears and mixed them back into the soil. It's his way of trying to regulate supply and cut his losses. Globalization of the fruit and vegetable market has put increasing pressure on American growers. But with asparagus, there's some good news. With a year-round supply of asparagus available from other countries, overall consumption has increased. Readers of Bon Appetit magazine, for example, just voted asparagus their favorite side dish for the 3rd year in a row. So, in the immediate future, American growers expect to recover. But over the long haul, they fear that foreign competition may put them out of business. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.